This is Passport to Texas. The Texas Parks and Wildlife website is usually the first stop for folks planning trips to parks and historic sites. Although the information on the site is good, you told us it could be better, and we listened. Brian Frazier from State Parks is here to tell us about the new Texas State Parks website.
One of the things we're most proud of here from an information standpoint is the revamp of the State Park website. We finally have the access to texasstateparks.org, very user-friendly, that people can keep in their mind and remember to go to visit about state parks. And it's not just a new domain name. We've got lots of new features on it that are very user-friendly. The embedded videos for every state park, virtual tours and great photographs of each park. You've got live Twitter feeds, live Google Maps right there on the homepage. In addition, by the end of the year, we're hoping to have a new reservation software, which should line up great with what our new website features are. And we have so many fans of state parks, the new website is a great fit.
And that address is texasstateparks.org. And if it's not live yet, you can still find state park getaway information on the Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show. We record the series at the Production Block Studios in Austin, Texas, and Joel Block engineers our program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.